My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bud Weinstein, a retired associate director of the McGuire Energy Institute at Southern Methodist University. Lucky man, he's in Dallas. He's in Texas. He's a professor emeritus of applied economics at the University of North Texas and a fellow of Good Enough College in London. Writing most recently at the Austin American Statesman, this got the attention of the state capitol, upgrading the power grid. Now, Bud, you told me a story a couple of years ago when the ice storm hit and everything went kaflooey throughout Texas. Is that still, are you still vulnerable to an ice storm?
I don't think so. Since the ice storm 3.5 years ago, there have been significant investments in winterization of power generators, gas pipelines, wind turbines. So I don't think we'll see a repeat of what happened in February of 2021, when essentially the grid collapsed because we couldn't get electrons delivered to households. And that's why I and I think 60, 70% of the state was without power for 3 to 14 days. And there was billions of dollars of property damage. More than 200 people died as a result of not having access to power. I don't think that's likely to happen again. But then we had a different type of event about a month ago called Hurricane Beryl. And that got a lot of attention, not just here in Texas, but it got a lot of national attention because Hurricane Beryl knocked out power to 2 million households and businesses in the greater Houston area. And that was a very, very severe disruption. Most power was restored within a few days, but it did show that there are some real vulnerabilities in Texas, not so much on the generation side. We've invested like crazy in generation, but on what's called lines and poles, the distribution of those electrons to households and businesses. And I think that's where the real challenge is here in Texas, is we have to pay more attention to the transmission system and to the distribution system, because that's the weakness in our state.
So you're talking about power lines. That's the risk then. Power lines are exposed to extreme weather. And
yes.
And is the government applying itself? Because what you're losing a server farm is the end of progress for that day and maybe for that week. This isn't a bunch of people sitting around playing video games. Is that something that Texas understands? You've got a big state. You've got to protect it.
No, we're also number two in server farms and number two in artificial intelligence. So a lot of these big companies are actually investing in their own generators. So they have standby to keep them up and running, at least for a short period of time. But I think there is growing focus among the utilities in the state of Texas on hardening the distribution system. And that means, for example, replacing wooden poles with iron poles or concrete poles. It may mean burying transmission lines as opposed to the ones you see marching across the landscape. Maybe having generators that are waterproof or transformers that are waterproof, because a lot of transformers got flooded out. So these are steps that are being talked about. There's been a little bit of progress, but John, the problem is this is expensive stuff. You know, burying power lines is not cheap. Replacing wooden poles with metal or concrete poles is not cheap. So we need to do it, but the question is who's going to pay? And ultimately, it's got to be consumers. I mean, government may help a little bit, but there's no free lunch out there. So we here in Texas and in other states that are subject to these pretty severe weather events are going to have to take steps to make sure that the distribution side of the power system is stronger.
Not just Texas, Connecticut, too, within these last years. I've had a tornado rip through my farm, picked up a pine tree and turned it into splinters. So these things happen everywhere in the country. Now, but I want to recommend to people who are worried about the power grid that I have a power generator attached to natural gas. Isn't that irony? Not depending on the local powers suppliers. When the power goes down because a branch falls or something happens, the generator kicks on and can run the house for weeks. Is that going to become normal? We have about 30 seconds. Across America, people should get their own generators.
Well, I don't know if that's going to become normal. That's can be a fairly expensive proposition. And you need to have a fuel source to run the generator. It has to be propane. It has to be natural gas. It has to be maybe battery operated.
Right.
It would be a sad commentary if we have to go that route, because we built this grid that's supposed to guarantee delivery of electricity. So let's make sure the grid works and not be looking at alternatives like individual generators.
Bud Weinstein, retired associate director, McGuire Energy Institute at Southern Methodist University, writing at Real Clear Energy, and the Austin American Statesman. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.